Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Senda Network in Columbus and at LifePoint. We are continuing our study of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. We've been calling this series Kingdom Citizen, and the main idea of this series is only one kingdom lasts forever. Matthew 6 concludes with an appeal not to be anxious, but that's easier said than done, isn't it? According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, almost 20% of the U.S. population struggles with anxiety. That is almost 40 million people. And that's just the people that we know about. I mean, how many of us deal with anxiety on an ongoing basis, but not enough to warrant a medical diagnosis? And honestly, I think anxiety is something that more and more people are experiencing regularly, especially in a pandemic and an election year to boot. So, what does Jesus tell us to do about anxiety? Well, this passage tells us don't do it, right? He says, don't be anxious. Over and over, he says, just don't do it. But is that really possible? You know, is it possible to go through life anxiety free? Well, I think Peter, in his letter, 1 Peter, gives us some insight on anxiety when he said in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care or anxieties upon him because he cares for you. In other words, I think what Peter's trying to tell us, and ultimately what Jesus is trying to tell us, is it's not that we are anxious that is the issue, but what we do with our anxiety that really matters. All right, it's not that we have anxiety or that we tend to get anxious or that we have anxious moments that's really a problem, but what we do when we're anxious that really matters, because all of us will face anxiety to some degree or another or at one point or another in our lives. And I don't think Jesus is naive to this. I think he knows that we will face anxiety, but it's our response that he's getting after. So here's what Jesus gives us. Here's the teaching that he gives us regarding anxiety. And by the way, if you struggle with anxiety on a regular basis, this devotional is obviously no substitute for seeking a medical professional's care when it comes to this. Obviously, I stated the statistic earlier, there are a lot of people facing anxiety to a lot of different degrees. And I would recommend, if you need to get medical care from a professional, to do that. This 6-minute Bible study is not a substitute, obviously, for medical care. However, Jesus does give us some really practical advice, I think, with how to handle anxiety when we experience it in our lives. So here's the idea. When we are anxious, and what we are anxious about reveals what we love the most. All right, what we are anxious about reveals what we love the most. What we're anxious about reveals what's in our hearts. Our anxiety will show us something about our lives if we're willing to simply listen. And I think Jesus is telling us that. Listen to your anxiety. Anxiety and worry gives us insight into what we most want out of our lives. And if we do listen, we can see what it is that we really want, and if those desires are misplaced. For instance, Jesus says, don't worry about food or clothing or drink, essentially the basic needs of life. Don't worry about them. Why? Because God already knows that you need them. He talks about the birds. The birds don't have income or 401ks or proper shelter and lodging, and yet they are fed, they are cared for. How much more then, Jesus asked, does God value you than the birds? But see, when we worry about our jobs, our kids, our health, or whatever it may be, our worry reveals and shows us what we really want. Jesus shows us that our worries are often misplaced affection, that our desires are often centered on the wrong thing. He tells us, don't seek these things. People that are not my followers seek after these things, but you don't. You're kingdom citizens. You don't put your hope in health, wealth, and prosperity. Instead, seek me. Seek my kingdom. Keep the main thing the main thing. Major on the majors and minor on the minors. And when we do this, our anxieties begin to dissipate, our priorities start to realign, and our lives find the focus that we really want and that Jesus really wants for us. So here's the question. What are we anxious about? What are you anxious about? That's most likely what you really love. And what we really love, is this really the King and His kingdom, right? Are we really loving the things that Jesus loves and that His kingdom is all about? Or are our priorities out of order? According to Jesus, this is the key to understanding the anxiety in our lives. Before I pray, I just want to say thank you so much again for coming back and checking out the Drivecast today. We'll hope that you'll come back more this week and check out additional episodes, but let's pray together. Lord, thank you that you know how anxious life can be because you walked this earth. Jesus, you lived this life that we live, and yet you didn't have a place to lay your head. And your life was prioritized on the King and His kingdom. And so, Lord, realign our hearts to seek your kingdom like you sought your kingdom. And help us make what's most important. Lord, calm our hearts by focusing them on you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a moment and pray and cast all of your anxieties on the Lord and allow Him to care for you in this moment.